A simple integrated focus workout, and how to correctly configure your interval timer. It is very unfortunate and sad that for most, the gym experience starts and ends with the sets and reps myth, where they only get one result once. They get muscles and burn some fat just once as they move from couch to the gym, and then immediately plateau, because lifting heavy means that they can't lift heavier, and they certainly can't lift for longer. It is a fitness tragedy that so many simply give up after that, and hardly ever return to the gym for a more meaningful workout. Muscle isolation and using gym machines is a strange thing that produces odd results. Standing dumbbell exercises with older twisting and turning create a well-balanced musculature with a proper posture. Most importantly, muscles that grow in natural harmony protect the body from injuries. For one, you never hurt your back. And if you slip and fall, you can jump right back up. That is not the case when a person only has islands of muscles. They may have some fitness, but it is not as protective, if at all. An interval timer is just two timers and a countdown of rounds. The first timer is the workout duration, and the second, your rest duration. And the whole point of using a timer is to eliminate rest periods so that a workout is non-stop, very much like jogging. The moment you don't need to rest is the moment you stop using your interval timer. While you are on your timer, please consider that a preparation for your workout. And when you finally fully extend your endurance to cover an hour or two with a non-stop workout, that is when your training ends and full workout begins. Interval timers come as overpriced clip-on versions, though with a pretty good vibrate function, or simply a free app that will beep through your music. In short, they communicate with you with an out-of-the-way signal to let you know when to start or when to stop or when to rest and when to resume. It is very important to focus on your music during your workout, as when you lift to every beat, you enter a dance trance, similar to a trance that you get into while driving home from work. So while an interval timer is a powerful trainer, it is also a critical focus tool that works in conjunction with your music. You simply don't have to look at the clock, and that goes a long way to keep you in the trance. Same applies to the dumbbells, as switching between various dumbbell exercises is extremely low distraction. Focus is a very important part of your workout. When it is broken, you get pulled right out of your exercise and must stop. The interval timer, the non-stop workout, hitting every beat of your song, the low distraction switching between dumbbell exercises to let your muscle groups rest, all work together to create a powerful integrated workout that swiftly, in a matter of months, reliably transforms your body and keeps it flexible and healthy. Overall, this transformative workout is somewhat similar to 1980s aerobic videos. Except here, you always focus on increasing intensity whenever you can. You can switch to faster songs, and thus higher lifting frequency, move to slightly heavier weights, or add 15 to 30 minutes to your stay at the gym. And as you can imagine, you start with the lightest dumbbells at first, £5 with occasional switching to 3 works well initially.
You should lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you have to stop too frequently or for too long. Additionally, every once in a while, you may need to slow down your music if your new dumbbell weights just feel too heavy. This will prevent you from stopping too frequently, and then you can slowly return to faster songs, and with powerful results. Finally, now that you know what an integrated workout is like and how important focus and flow is, to configure your interval timer correctly during your initial training phase, you need to ask 2 simple questions to keep your intervals tight. How long can you lift your current dumbbell weights for? And how long do you need to rest to reliably work out again? Repeating the cycle of rest and lifting to fill an hour. You enter the workout and rest times into your timer, set your rounds so that you have a long and meaningful stay at the gym, and hit every beat of your current song selection with your current dumbbell weights. As you cycle between the different standing dumbbell exercises so that your muscle groups get a little bit of rest.